A question I'm sure all of you here today have heard dozens of times before. What do you want to do after school? But I've recently concluded that this most frequently asked question to generations of kids is now one we need to delete. And today, I'm going to explain why, and then replace it with an updated idea that you can take away to help find your path. Research supports this idea that most of us don't know what we want to do after school. And why should you, with no experience yet in the world after school, have to commit to doing one thing forever? You shouldn't. Is it stressful? Yes. Is it constructive? No. And let me tell you, there are an endless amount of options out there. And you should have the right to grow and learn, explore and, yes, change your minds. This question isn't helpful or inspiring and does nothing to help you find your path. The question misses the point. It's not helpful or inspiring and doesn't teach you how to decide. Instead, being asked this question continually over your lives focuses on the idea of having to make one choice. But there are so many other questions that we could be asked instead, like, what do you enjoy doing? Or what are your strengths? Or what makes you happy? But these questions don't get asked often enough. So how do you find a happy path after school? You tap into your own Wi-Fi. W, watch your interests. Focus on what you enjoy doing. Make a list of 5 things you do in your spare time or things you think about when your mind wanders. Don't underestimate these things. I, investigate your options. Now start by writing down 5 things that you'd like to do when you finish school. The second part then is to research and write down 5 new things you didn't know existed. I'm not saying you have to come up with more options, but I do urge you to keep open. Stay aware of your interests. Even be persistent about them. And know that in the future, if you'd like to make a change or try something on the side, know that you can. F, follow your dreams. And dream big, whatever they are. Never make a decision about your future based on fear, pleasing others, or how hard you think it'll be to reach your dreams. And lastly, I. If that age-old question sneaks in, then you can answer with this. I'm interested in, and I'll see where it leads me. To conclude, I want to leave you with a message that I'd share. If I could go back in time and speak with that overstressed and freaking out 17-year-old me, I'd tell that lanky, wide-eyed teenager to stop searching for a perfect path and start focusing on her path instead. I'd tell her to tap into her unique Wi-Fi. I'd tell her to trust.